Hey, Daily Dosers. My name is Alexis. I'm one of the children's pastors at our Carlsbad campus, and today we're going to be jumping into Hebrews chapter 6. Now, before we get going, I do have a question I want to ask you guys. Have you ever done something that you thought was completely awesome and nobody saw? Like maybe you made a shot all the way from the dining room into the kitchen with your napkin and it made it into the trash can. And you're like, did anybody see that? Or maybe you saved your kid's life from falling off the bed with one leg while still holding your coffee and not spilling a drop. Or maybe it's something a little bit more serious, like maybe you stayed extra long at church to serve or help in a class that you weren't in before. Or maybe you forgave someone that really didn't deserve your forgiveness. Or maybe you gave money or food to the homeless. Whatever it may be, we all understand what it's like to do something substantial and for it not to be noticed. Now, I think what's even harder is when we do something repeatedly over and over again and it continues to go unnoticed. It can feel frustrating, defeating, it can feel even discouraging at times to continue to do something good and feel like it's not being noticed. Well, I think the people that the author of Hebrews was writing to felt that exact same way. In fact, he writes a very specific verse to encourage them in that, and I think it can encourage us today. And so it's in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, and it says this. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. So he speaks right to that ache that I'm sure they're feeling. Like, does God notice what I'm doing? Does he see how I'm loving his people? And I think that you and I have probably been in that situation before, feeling like, does God see that I go to church every weekend? Does God see how much I tithe? Does God see how I've said no to this temptation I usually say yes to? Does God see how I've turned my whole life around for him? And sometimes it can feel like maybe we're not doing enough, or does God see what we're doing? And this verse speaks exactly to that, and it says that God is not unjust and he will not forget you, and that he sees what you are doing for him. But then he goes on, and in verse 11 he says, we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. Verse 12, we do not want you to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So he says, God does see what you're doing. He hasn't forgot you. He sees the good things you're doing, but continue with that diligence. Don't stop. Continue to press forward. Continue to do the right thing. There's another verse in the Bible that says, don't tire of doing what is good. We need to keep going and not be lazy in our faith. But I think a caveat to this and where we can get hung up sometimes is that we feel like our status in our relationship with God is based on our emotion. You've heard the phrase before when kids come home from summer camp, they say, oh, I'm on a camp high, or I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm on a high for Jesus. And we feel like that's the standard. That's where we have to be in our relationship with God to be doing good. But what he's saying right here in verse 12, he says, through faith and patience, we will inherit what has been promised. He doesn't say we're going to earn what's been promised. He doesn't say we're going to do enough things to finally get there, or we're going to feel this amazing, awesome, on fire for God all the time, and then we'll get what is promised. He says we're going to inherit what is promised. As heirs of Jesus Christ, as children of Jesus Christ, we are going to be given what he has already done for us. Because our relationship with God is not based on our emotion. It's based on what God has already done for us. And later on in the chapter 6, you can read ahead if you want, it talks about how this hope that God offers us, the hope of salvation and eternal life with him, should be an anchor for our soul that is firm and secure. We should be so focused on what God has done for us, not what we're doing for him, but what God has done for us, that it will get us through whatever we weather. It will keep us firm and secure. So I hope that encourages you today, that God sees you and he wants you to be diligent and to press on towards him. And one day we will inherit all that he has promised to us. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.